to accept it, because most people would rather be right than they'd rather be happy. They would much rather be right than happy. They decided how it is, and then they spent all their life trying to make sure that their belief is justified. Rather than going, if I'm miserable, if I'm unhappy, if I'm lonely, if I'm unfulfilled, I hope I'm wrong. You know, they would walk up to a person and go, you know, I hope I'm wrong about this, but I feel like you and I are not really communicating like we should, or you're not appreciating me, or we're not having the kind of relationship. But notice that I premised it with, I hope I'm wrong about this, but it feels like there's some separation going on. I hope I'm wrong about this, but it looks like, you know, you're not seeing me correctly. See, when I start out, I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right and miserable. You never want to be right and miserable. Okay, so when you're most miserable, pray you're most wrong. Don't pray you're right. Don't go, it's always been this way for me. I'm right about this. This is another chance that I really trusted, and I tried to do this, and it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. I'm just right about it, and it'll never go right for me. I'm right. You know, I just had my 15th wrong perception of relationships. I hope I'm wrong about my love life, and I really hope I'm wrong about my sex life. You know, that's the way you say it if you're miserable about it. You don't want to be right. You know what I'm saying? I hope I'm wrong about the kind of job I think I deserve to come attract. I hope I'm wrong about my weight. I hope I'm wrong about, you know, just like, I don't want to be right and be miserable. So the Course is saying, when would I do the things that will make things better for me? When I realize that the truth and the guidance I'm receiving from Spirit is a blessing and not a curse. Okay, so then it goes on to say, well, it's not our function to evaluate the outcome of our gifts. It's our function to give it. The ones that you've given it, you've given the outcome. The ones you've given it, you've given the outcome. Like when I gave her the truth about her, I also gave her the outcome, because the minute that she practiced loving herself, then she's going to see her whole perception of reality change. So I really gave her the outcome when I gave her the gift. So the Course is telling us that it's just your function to give it. And if you've given it, that's it. No one can give if they're concerned with the result of giving. When you're concerned about the result of giving, it's a limitation on the giving, and you don't benefit, and the other person doesn't either. When I give, I tell people, if you want to invite somebody to the class, do it the same way you would if someone came over your house and they said that they were offering you a cup of cocoa. And they would say, have some cocoa? And if they said no, then you wouldn't sit down and process that, would you? You would, well, that's not right now. Why don't you want my cocoa? You know, no, you would just go, okay. Hey, why don't you come check out the Course in Miracles with me? Or why don't you check out this with me? And the person says yes or no, then don't have any more emotional attachment to their response than you would as if you offered them some cocoa. Because the Course is saying, at the point that I have a personal investment, I've now imprisoned that person with my gift instead of giving. You know, some people, you know, they want to give you a gift, you go, no, just no. Because you know that their gift has so many strings to it and so many expectations to it that you go, no, it's not a freely given gift. You know that that person is going to have all kinds of expectations behind their gift. You know, I've used this analogy in the past. It's like you get married and somebody give you a toaster and you get up the next morning and they're in the kitchen waiting for you to use it. You would be pretty upset about that. But that's the same as giving the truth or giving the gift, all right, or giving something to a person and then you're concerned about whether they use it and you expected them to use it. And now you're mad at them because they didn't do your advice. Parents have to watch that a lot. That's really common with parents, is that they have this investment about their children having to do what they tell them to do, you see. But you know and I know that sooner or later, they're going to realize a lot of the truth of what you were saying. I know mine certainly have, without me having to do anything. Because if it's the truth, they're going to realize it. If it's the truth, everybody's going to realize it. The truth doesn't need defense. So to approach the truth as if you've got to defend it is like the wrong way to deal with the truth. The truth is you just want to give it, and you're going to give it, and you know that when you're sharing it, it's going to help you remember it, because what you give, you receive. So everything you share is becoming stronger in your mind, and as it becomes stronger in your mind, then it's going to become stronger in your physical reality, because everything in your physical reality is coming from your mind. So really, people are just giving you an opportunity to reinforce the ideas that you would like to see manifested in your life. And that's why they're a blessing. See, every time I have perfect attendance in my class, I don't think I've missed one that I've been at. Maybe one Sunday morning after one of my particular good parties I was here, but I missed my class till I was here. But pretty much, I'm here. So guess what? For the last 25 years, Earl Purdy has reinforced the ideas that he would like to see manifest in his life by sharing them over and over again with people who are coming, gone, coming, gone, coming, gone, coming, gone, coming, gone. So what's happened is that 25 years later, the idea has grown from a seed to an oak tree in my own mind. And then my physical reality is reflecting back to me the beliefs that I'm sharing. You follow what I'm saying? So when you give, you receive. That's the beauty of you sharing this with somebody that they're powerful and that they're innocent, that they're a holy child of God. It's every time I say that, my mind automatically applies to me what I say to anybody else. That's the way the mind works. So whatever you say to somebody else, your mind automatically is assumed that must be true for you too, because we're all one. So you're giving me another opportunity to reinforce the ideas that I would like to see manifest in your life and in my life. And so when I walk away, I believe this more, and so I see this more, and so I experience this more. And then I trust that you're going to see the same thing in your own way, in your own time. And you may not see it through something that I see it right now. It may come through another form. That's why I'm not attached to everybody being into the Course in Miracles. Because I just want you to get to love as fast as you can through whatever way you can get there. Because as soon as you get there, you're going to be more loving. And I got another peaceful person in my life that I don't have to worry about being behind a building getting ready to knock me in my head. So why should you do it my way if that's not your way? That's going to slow things down. I want you to find your way, because you're going to end up getting to the same realization, which is we're one, we're love, and we are united in relationship. I don't care how fast you get there. You know what I'm saying? That's why we're here. Yeah. It's not about anybody getting to it. As a matter of fact, some people should never pick up the Course in Miracles book. Really, it's not for everybody. Some people, all they do is something else they're battling with to add to the rest of their battles. Now they got the Course battle. You know, if you're battling with it, it's not your path. If you're battling with it, it's not your path. If you're battling with it, it's not your path. If you're battling with it, it's not your path. If you're battling with it, it's not your path. If you're battling, that's not the same as wanting clarification. That's not the same as wanting understanding. That's not the same as getting past some things that you feel a few blocks about. You know what I'm talking about. If all you do is battle it, resist it, go unconscious, never want to focus in on it, then it's not your path, and it's a delaying maneuver that keeps you from finding your real happiness and your real path. So don't use the Course to delay you. If all you do is fight with it, find the thing you don't fight with that'll take you to the same place faster. You know, I'm here for the people who are open and receptive and curious. But I can't be attached to whether or not anybody does it, or I'd be imprisoning you. You know what I'm saying? If you woke up here and been in my class for 3 months, and you woke up one morning and I was sitting on your doorstep saying, "Hey, where you been?" You would feel like I was imprisoning you with my class. So it truly wouldn't be a gift. That's why you'll never see me walk up to you in a place and you haven't been coming for a while and ask you, "Where you been?" I haven't seen you in class for a while. It's not going to come out of my mouth. Because I never want a person to feel guilty about doing what they want to do. You know it's here. If you really want to come, you would. So you don't have to make excuses, and I'm not going to make you feel guilty. How about that? See, now, so you want to take that attitude in every single area of your life, though. See, we just got the Course calls it transferring the truth, practicing generalizability. I take that attitude, and I take that attitude, and I try to apply it to every area of my life. And when I don't, then I forgive myself, which means that it's my call for love. Let me try it again. Let me give it another shot. I didn't put it off this time, but maybe I can the next time, and that's all I need to know. It's not about beating myself up either. Because you know what? I'm not going to do it right all the time. I'm working on a work in progress. And you are too. And I'm going to look at you like, what? I accepted that truth for me, so guess what? I'm accepting that truth for you. If Earl's a work in progress and he doesn't always do it the way he wants to and he makes mistakes, guess what I know about you? It's the same thing is true about you. So when you make a mistake, I won't crucify you for that forever, as if you were never supposed to make a mistake in your relationship with me. You know what I mean? You know, as if you weren't ever supposed to make a mistake in your relationship with me. That's okay for me to make a mistake, but you got to be perfect all the time. No, I make mistakes. You make mistakes. Do you make a mistake? Then Earl can make a mistake. I accept the atonement.